preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome, folks. Welcome to our Trump Phenomenon show here on October 30th, 2018. Wow, 2018 is winding down, and in quite an exciting way, we've got one of the biggest stories in American history to report today, and that is, you may be following it already, we'll go to Donald Trump's Twitter account, and one of the most brilliant and important statements ever issued by an American president came your way and my way today. So we'll talk about that. And of course, I'm referring to his statement that birthright citizenship is a scam and that it can be reversed. It can be ended, rather. Reversing it would be nice too, but it can be ended. In several ways, and does not require an amendment to the Constitution, does not require the repeal of the 14th Amendment. And we'll talk about that. Many of you are already aware of the arguments around the 14th Amendment and the birthright citizenship question, but you never dreamed, however aware you may be, and I count myself among those of you who have studied this and thought about it a lot. But who among us ever dreamed that the president of our country would out of the blue speak the truth and pronounce his intention to do the right thing? None of us ever dreamed that would happen. It was too much of a fairy tale to even suppose that that could happen. Well, it happened today. So mark that as a red letter day, October 30th, 2018. And I'd love to get your reactions to this news on our call-in line, 800-313-9443. My voice should even out here before the end of the show, I think. Just a little bit of rasp there in my voice. Don't worry about it. 800-313-9443. Actually, I should have brought something with me into the studio to wet my whistle, and I didn't. But I'll fix that during the first break. I'll have something to wet the whistle. Anyway, here we go. 800-313-9443. I'm really... You know, you can call on anything you want on this show, but I would be very eager to hear people's reaction to our president saying that that birthright citizenship is a scam. And I'll let's see. We'll get some audio of the president talking about this and so on. I think this will be the theme for tonight's show. Let me get my caller board up and visible so that I can see those of you that call in. There we go. I've got that board up and it's clean. Nobody's on it, so you're free to call in. Let's lead the story right here. Immigration reformers thank Donald Trump for challenging the outdated concept of birthright citizenship. Oh, and do we thank him. Pro-American immigration reformers are praising President Trump's announcement that he is readying an executive order to end the nation's birthright citizenship policy. Now, I'm going to pause right there, folks, too. Plenty of you don't need my urging to know the magnitude of that sentence. I'm going to pause for a second. I haven't thought about it. But just on a first impression here, I don't think anything, any act that could be accomplished would be more important to the future well-being of our nation than ending birthright citizenship. More important than a wall, more important than a whole lot of really important things, an end to birthright citizenship. I'll continue the article. During an interview with Axios, Donald Trump revealed that he is planning to executively end the birthright citizenship policy, which rewards the children of illegal aliens with United States citizenship. Quote, "It will happen with an executive order," unquote, Trump said of ending birthright citizenship. Then Breitbart continues, "The children of illegal aliens are commonly known as anchor babies, as they anchor their illegal alien and non-citizen parents in the U.S. There are at least 4.5 million anchor babies in the country, a population that exceeds the total number of annual American births." And I would say that anchor baby total of number 4.5 million is way understated. More than double would be more like it. Subsequently, when given birthright citizenship, anchor babies are also rewarded with the privilege of bringing their foreign relatives to the U.S. through the process known as chain migration. This is another thing that Donald Trump has emphasized as being something he will terminate. Now back to the article. "Every two new immigrants to the U.S. bring an estimated 7 foreign relatives with them." I think that's also an understated number, but that's alarming enough, isn't it? With Trump's announcement, pro-American immigration reformers who have been advocating for the end of birthright citizenship for decades are applauding Trump. I would say we're not just applauding Trump. We're jumping up and down on the top of our desks. We're getting out all the party favors and toys that were set to go off on Halloween, and we're setting them off tonight. Numbers USA President Roy Beck told Breitbart News in a statement, and then I'm going to read this quote now from Roy Beck, and let me just add an appreciation of Roy Beck in case you're not aware of who he is. NumbersUSA.com may be the best immigration control website there is, or let's say truth about the invasion. And Roy Beck is the man who single-handedly created it, much as John Stantmiller single-handedly created the Republic Broadcasting Network, which I hope you're planning on supporting again tonight with a PayPal, just a little click of that PayPal button on republicbroadcasting.org. And this is what Roy Beck told Breitbart. "We applaud President Trump for challenging the practice of bestowing automatic citizenship on foreign visitors and illegal aliens, an outdated concept that has been abandoned by most of the world's nations, including all but two of those with advanced economies." And I think the only two with advanced economies are the U.S. and Canada. Africa, even Africa, of the, I don't know how many nations in Africa, how many is it, 40, more than 40, only two have birthright citizenship. Then Numbers USA President Roy Beck continues, it not only serves as an incentive for illegal immigrants, but has even generated an entire birth tourism industry. Numbers USA has advocated for two decades that this federal practice that adds hundreds of thousands of people to the United States each year be ended. And I'll tell you, Roy Beck is one happy patriot tonight. We've got a patriot already on the line here. Bruce in Texas. Bruce, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Kelso.
Hi.
Hi. I'm sorry to hear your voice cracking there, and I kind of feel kind of guilty. Maybe I'll talk more. I don't know.
No, I'm okay, actually. I think, as I say, in the first break, I'm going to dose myself with an elixir of that will wet my whistle. I think I'll be fine after the break. But go ahead.
Right,
don't worry.
Don't,
yeah, go ahead, Bruce.
I have one for me, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm very happy about this. I never thought I'd see a president so bold as to just taking his authority to the limit to protect our borders and our future. I mean, I used to live in Southern California when I was in the Marines, and I had family in Los Angeles and Anaheim and Pasadena at one time in the 80s, and I made a trip back over there several years ago. I just could not believe, it was like I was in Mexico City, the congestion and the population boom. And people don't understand that if we don't get this under control, it's gonna be like bedlam, and our infrastructure can't handle it.
Yes. And let's pause to contemplate what a big thing happened today in President Trump doing these several things, announcing in plain English, no beating around the bush, no wiffle waffling. He said flat out, birthright citizenship is a big fat scam. Okay, he said that today. And the second thing is, yes, it is. And everyone knows it, even the liberals who deny it. And boy, were they freaking out today, because Donald Trump, boy, he hit them right on the bullseye. He hit them right on the snout with that comment. But then,
I think they're expecting him to fold, you know, with these incidents happening and all the pressure, you know.
Yeah, no, not Donald Trump. The second thing he said today is that that ending birthright citizenship. Well, he said that the 14th Amendment does not guarantee birthright citizenship at all. Never did. Doesn't now. Then he said, to end the misinterpretation of the 14th Amendment, the bogus misconstruction and misconstruing, all that's needed is not a constitutional amendment. It is simply an executive order saying, no, we don't get you. No, you don't get citizenship. I'm the president of the United States, and no, you do not get citizenship. And the 14th Amendment and the whole of American history, when the 14th Amendment was proposed and ratified back in the late 1860s, there were no illegal aliens who got citizenship via the 14th Amendment. This is all of this birthright citizenship is a recent, historically recent, sleight of hand trick done by left wingers in our government that we patriots, like dumb bunnies, we let them get away with it.
Was this so during Donald the? I'm sorry. Go ahead. I was just wondering if it was whose administration did this happen? Was it Johnson's?
Andrew Johnson is one. I'll go to the
LBJ.
Yeah. Well, the other Andrew Johnson, but. No. Now, and so Donald Trump said, we can get rid of this thing. with either an executive order or a simple act of Congress. And he's right. Now, today, on the controlled news, CNN and MSNBC, oh, these guys, I mean, they were having a nervous breakdown. They were having convulsions
on live TV.
Yes, on live TV, and they were messing their pants with their comments. They said, one of them, and by the way, let me make this comment about something at Fox. There's a real bad apple at Fox who needs to transfer. He needs to be transferred out of Fox over to CNN where he belongs, and that's Shepard Smith,
yes.
Also known as Shep Smith. Folks, yes. This guy, this birthright citizenship caused Shepard Smith to, more than he ever has before, take off his fake mask of having anything to do with conservatism. Shepard Smith, folks, is a liberal, not just a Democrat. He's a liberal Democrat. I don't care what he says. I don't care what his party registration is. This guy is a left winger who does not belong at Fox. He belongs with Joe Scarborough on MSNBC or these clowns at CNN. He would fit in perfectly, and he needs to be transferred out of Fox, because we who really love Fox, it's too much to take. I run my Fox all day, and I can't, kind of in the background, I can't take Shepard Smith. It's as if I'm being plunged into the bowels of CNN. This guy tonight, he said, with a smirk on his face, and he has this "I'm better than you" smirk on his face. And he, but folks, he's not better than any of you. He's not even moderately intelligent. He's really actually a dumbass. Tonight, and proving it, he embarrassed himself. He has no historical knowledge. He said, and he's a know-it-all. He said, "Oh, the president says that the 14th Amendment does not, in fact, grant birthright citizenship." Well, he's wrong. And he says he can overturn it with an executive order. Well, and then he paused for, effect. He can't. Shepard Smith, a so-called newsman reporting this really important story, is standing up there as if he's really important, as if we give a rat's ass about Shepard Smith's views on anything. He has no authority, no learning, no experience. He's never elected to anything. Who knows what he did to get his job at Fox?
Who knows who he talks to after work and all these years? He could be a mocking for Chris.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a casting couch for men, too, So...
That picture came up. All right, that's good.
yeah, enough said. Hey, so who knows?
He thinks with his emotions, and that's what liberals do.
Yeah, who knows what
Shepard Smith... It's funny how they pick and choose the amendments. They don't like the First and Second Amendment. They want to trash that.
But folks, Shepard
Smith's
got to go.
The 14th Amendment. Come on.
Now, and by the way, this is one of the things that's really happened that's beautiful. The masks are coming off. So Shepard Smith has... I don't know why I didn't get it. I've watched Shepard Smith for years. I've hated him all along, but I just thought he's obnoxious. I just can't stand this guy.
All they're doing is motivating people to go vote next week with their kvetching and their
So let's go back to the story. Enough on Shepard Smith, but I'll mention him again. And I hope a movement starts among Fox viewers. Somebody come up with a catchy phrase on. We got to transfer, we got to trade Shepard Smith out of the Fox lineup.
If you don't have another caller holding, then I'll hold. But if you got another caller, I don't want to take them on
Bruce,
board.
Hey, buddy, you hang on. We'll get another comment from you and then go to your fellow Texan, George. Stay tuned.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain.
We're back.
Here's some might call
and we've got, we got Bruce on the line in Texas. We also got George coming up right behind Bruce. Bruce, give our audience a parting thought.
All right, parting thought. We fought wars in the past, and we sacrificed many lives and billions of dollars in debt. And I remember after 9/11, George W. Bush, and, you know, they attacked us for our freedoms. And we're being attacked now for our freedoms, freedom of speech, freedom of association, deplatforming and kicking everyone to the right of Karl Marx, off of college campuses. And I know it's a tall order, but somehow we have to reverse this trend because we're facing a very big danger of losing what we cherish, is our freedom to speak like we are right now.
Yes, yes, sir. Well said. And Bruce, thank you. I love your calls.
All right, thank you.
So keep them coming. Let's go to George in Texas.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening.
You know, they don't talk about the historical context of the 14th Amendment and that. Where we talked about citizenship, That amendment was written to ensure that the slaves that were free were granted citizenship.
Exactly, exactly. It's so clear. And by the way, with Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh now on a conservative majority Supreme Court, and if this issue were to go to the Supreme Court, which it very possibly would, these two men, constitutional geniuses, I think they would lead a 5-4 decision affirming the fact, which is the historical story of the 14th Amendment, folks, is it's not in any way controversial. It's simple as 1, 2, 3. The situation was that the 13th Amendment freed the slaves. It said, you're free now. There will be no slavery in America. Okay? So they're free. But that doesn't necessarily make them citizens. It also doesn't necessarily give them all the rights and privileges of other citizens. The right to vote, you know, and the right to travel and do things like other citizens. The 14th Amendment was designed exclusively to fix that problem with the freed slaves, to guarantee that they would be citizens. And I don't have the language of the 14th Amendment right in front of me, but I'll get it. You take me just a second here. And the 14th Amendment was not ever intended to give automatic citizenship to somebody who's born in the United States. Never. Never. And in the debates on the 14th Amendment, this is made eminently clear. Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, two great scholars, would point this out in any case before them. And they would agree. Now, the 14th Amendment, folks, this question of birthright citizenship has never been considered by the U.S. Supreme Court.
Well, so, this would hurt the Dreamers if he signs that executive order.
Oh, this is our biggest problem. I mean, bigger than no wall, bigger than chain migration, as big as those two are. Birthright citizenship is sort of like, it's the fatal flaw. If and by the way, for anybody out there who's not aware of it yet, most of you are, there is, what do they call it? There's a word for it. But it's tourism birthright. They are, by the thousands, Chinese is just one example, are booking flights. They're getting their pregnant women onto international flights. They have lots of money over there. And they fly them to any place in the U.S., it doesn't matter, with an advanced pregnancy. And as soon as they get here, they put them up in an apartment until they go into labor, and then bada bing, bada bang, bada boom, we now have a so-called American citizen named, you know, Qinghua Feng. And then the mother, as soon as the baby's able to fly, bundles up her baby and flies back to Shanghai. But now her baby is forever, because of our stupidity, and I don't want to say ours, folks, in this audience. In fact, not even our stupidity, by the treachery, the perfidy, the communist suicidal nature of our leftist enemies who inflicted birthright citizenship on us and who are terrified that Donald Trump is snatching it away from them. Anyway, they go back with their American citizen baby. I talk too much about that. I'll come back and let George talk. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
George is with us from Texas. George, I want to play something for you in case you haven't heard it yet today. And this is the interview, a portion of the interview that Donald Trump did either today or yesterday. But it came out today on Axios, which is a new website, really. Axios was founded in 2017. Obviously, I looked it up during the break. And Axios is the Greek word meaning worthy. And the purpose of Axios, which has now raised $30 million and has a staff of 60 employees, their founding mission was this. The media is broken. It's obviously totally corrupt. It's a scam. And we're going to create worthy media, factual, truthful, honest media. And that has hit a resonant chord, and it's succeeding. Donald Trump elected to do an interview with Axios, obviously a very deliberate decision on his part. And here's part of that interview, which has not yet been fully released. Here it is. Let me find it for you. Here it is. Listen to this.
Constitution. Now, how ridiculous. We're the only country in the world where a person comes in, has a baby, and the baby is essentially a citizen of the United States for 85 years with all of those benefits. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it has to end.
Have you talked about that with counsel?
Yeah, I have.
So where in the process?
It's in the process. It'll happen. With an executive order. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yes,
that's
exactly
very interesting.
What I'm talking about.
I didn't think anybody but knew that but me. I thought I was the only one.
Jonathan, according to PolitiFact, 33 countries offer birth.
Okay, and that's CBS having, you heard CBS digging in, trying to recover from what you just heard. Folks, this is why they're freaking out. Much of the power of the left is based on our open borders. And the entire future of the left is utterly dependent upon open borders and birthright citizenship. This is a life or death issue for them. And so with political correctness, they've managed to make this a taboo subject. If you talk about, if you say you can't, just because you're born in the U.S., that should not make you a U.S. citizenship. What they've squelched that obvious and logical conversation with the term, you know, we all know the term. What have they used to prevent discussion of this? It's a single word. It's the same word they use over and over again. The R word, racist, racism. If you talk about this, if you mention this, you're a racist. And there the subject and the discussion comes to a screeching halt. When you're talking about spineless jellyfish like Jeb Bush or George Bush Jr. or Senior, or any of the neocon Republicans, comes to a screeching halt. And that's protected the left. But here comes Donald Trump. Here comes the Trump train roaring down the track. He doesn't give a damn for their political correctness. Oh, you're going to call me a racist if I speak my mind and if I speak the truth and if I think with intelligence. Well, get ready, boys, because that's what I'm going to do. And that's exactly what he did today. Let me play it one more time. Listen carefully. In a matter of a couple of sentences, Donald Trump completely upsets their apple cart, and they all know it.
Now, how ridiculous. We're the only country in the world where a person comes in, has a baby, and the baby is essentially a citizen of the United States for 85 years with all of those benefits. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it has to end.
Have you talked about that with counsel?
Yeah, I have.
So where in the process?
It's in the process. It'll happen. With an executive order. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yes,
that's
exactly
very interesting.
What I'm talking about.
I didn't think anybody but knew that but me. I thought I was the only one.
So, folks, that bombshell came out today. And all the know-it-all smarty pantses like Shepard Smith, they came up with all sorts of actual fake arguments against what Donald Trump just said. Other than Canada, we are the only country that gives people free citizenship. And why does Canada do it? You know, so much of what happens in Canada is just a reflection of what happens in America. So we can take responsibility for leading the Canadians down a primrose path of our stupid birthright citizenship. No European nation offers birthright citizenship. None, not one, zero. Only two countries in Africa, you know, 40 or 50, deny it. So that's, I can't tell you how big that, what Donald Trump just said is. And I'll tell you, the election coming up on November 6th becomes all the more critical, because if Donald Trump wants to get this through, he's going to need the House. Now, before you get all depressed about the possibility that Nancy Pelosi might be the Speaker of the House, it won't be on November 6th. It'd be on whatever the day is, January 20th, whatever the inauguration day is, swearing in day, out in 2019. We will have all of November, all of December, and most of January, even if Paul Ryan has managed to lose the Republican majority in the House, in which we can enact all kinds of legislation, including this legislation. So Donald Trump and we patriots, we can ram it through a Republican-controlled House. The Senate is going to be even more Republican after November 6th. That's guaranteed. So remember that. Yeah, go ahead. Is this George?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I just really think, you know, this the momentum is slowing down on the red wave. I think it's a media-generated thing. And one thing, I would not trust that guy, Ben Shapiro. I would not trust that guy. He's like about as annoying as fingernails on a chalkboard. You know who I'm talking about.
Well, yes, I've listened to Ben Shapiro. And the, I mean, I'm he's a very, very smart, very, very well informed. And I'm pleased with what I've heard him say. So the, and Donald Trump is attracting people, support. Today, of course, he was at the synagogue in Pittsburgh and masterfully done with Melania there laying white roses on memorial crosses and observing, you know, with the rabbi right there with him. And the rabbi did a brave thing. There were all sorts of left-wing people saying, you can't be seen with Donald Trump. The Pittsburgh mayor, what a slime ball, wouldn't greet President Trump, the punk mayor of Pittsburgh. You know, he's not going to greet the president of the United States who flies in on Air Force One. What a clown. And there were other people like that. But the rabbi of the synagogue, he walked along the memorial crosses with Donald Trump. Melania, the president, tremendous dignity and gravitas. And I think it was brilliantly done, wonderfully. Donald Trump communicated wonderful things. Very key Jews in the world said after Donald Trump made his statement that anti-Semitism's got to go. They said this is the strongest such statement that any major American leader has ever uttered. And they were very pleased with this. And many of those Jews were reminding other, you know, habitually left-wing Jews, hey, snap out of it. Donald Trump's done more for the state of Israel and for us than any Obama or Clinton or anyone else. So
even the
snap
Bushes.
Or the Bushes, yes. And so,
well, you know, the thing is, even under the Bush administration, it was like the government's attitude was like, screw the Americans. Any which way you can. And even like they had contract with apartment companies, and they were sitting there saying if a person allows a guest to stay one extra day beyond the lease, a victim, but yet, you know, illegal aliens, they could pack the apartment. You know, it's just like they rolled out the red carpet, and they say we ought to be a welcoming society. The thing is, I don't mind being a welcome society, but I do not want to be taken advantage of.
Well, yes, and we actually should not be a welcoming society. I'm going to kind of take the contrarian point here, because you hear too much of this on the media. We're going, oh, we're a nation of immigrants. No, we're not. No way, Jose. We are not a nation of immigrants. We're a nation,
we're a nation of laws.
We're a nation of settlers, my ancestors, every one of them, every single one was a settler coming to wilderness to hew from that wilderness a civilization. Now, yes, there were and not to cast any aspersions on them, because somebody's got to be Stone Age. You know, luckily it wasn't us, not now anyway. At one point we were, but my ancestors and those of other Americans greeted Stone Age people, a very small number of people, barely surviving on the North American continent. And we won't even talk about the butchery going on in what is now Mexico in the Aztec Empire. But in our part of North America, these people living in the Stone Age, they did not have the wheel. They did not have writing. They did not have metal implements. They were living in, they were Paleolithic people. And I, again, I'm not saying anything bad about them, but our people were settlers. They were not immigrants to anybody else's nation. They built from the scratch their nation. And no, the slaves did not build America. The slaves were an unfortunate, stupid act by some small minority of white people who wanted to make some extra bucks with slaves, just as modern businessmen, a small minority, have screwed our country to make a few extra bucks for themselves by shipping their factories off to China and shipping our technology to China. But the, here's what I'm saying. No, we're not a nation of immigrants. No, we should not be welcoming to all the peoples of the world. Not at all. There's no reason. No one else is. The Chinese aren't. The Japanese aren't. The Koreans aren't. The Thais aren't. The Malays aren't. The Malays hate the Chinese that have invaded their civilization. The Indians are not welcoming. They don't smile upon people invading their territory. When it comes to getting along with Muslims, the Hindu Indians, wow, go read your history of 1947 and 48, how that turned out in India as the British left and the Indian subcontinent was subdivided, was partitioned with millions of dead people. They did not get along. No kumbaya there. No, there's no reason that we should welcome any other people into our land. That is just stupid. We don't owe it to them. We have no obligation in that direction. But the and so you'll hear it put this way. Well, they can't come here illegally. They've got to get in line. And we do welcome them to come here legally and follow the process. Not Kelso. No, sirree, Bob. I don't welcome them. I want, this is our country. We're not giving it away. I don't care if you filled out papers or you waited in line or, you know, that doesn't give you any entitlement to come, inhabit, and basically take away, not basically, to take our country away from us. And all the other peoples of the world, what I'm talking about is just common sense. It's just intelligence. It's just what Donald Trump exudes in spades, intelligence. No other people in the world, I don't care, an African country, they don't allow people to come, sashay yeah. into their country, fill out a piece of paper, and then get a vaccination, and then they're okay, they're good to go, recite the Constitution, prove that you can read the Constitution, and there you go, raise your right hand, you swear to uphold the laws and protect the Constitution of the United States. I do, Your Honor. I pronounce you an American citizen. That's stupid. That is utterly stupid. And we historically, we didn't do that. We never welcomed the rest of the world. There was a period in our history where we did welcome our Swedish cousins and our German cousins and our Italian cousins and our Russian and our Polish cousins, because they were our cousins. Our Irish, yeah, they came across the sea. We had procedures for them to fill out and enjoy the citizenship that we, their brothers and sisters, we weren't welcoming immigrants. They weren't aliens. They were our brothers and sisters. And we were saying, yeah, we've got some farmland and we need a strong back and somebody with, muscles and who can take the winter and wants to chop trees. We could use you. And you're part of our family. That was the immigration that we had. This business of being invaded by the rest of the world, this is utterly a modern concoction of the liberal left and should not be part of American history, wasn't part of American history. So
I wouldn't mind welcoming in white South African farmers who were escaping persecution.
Sure, of course.
Because I know they would contribute something. Because they're farmers.
Well, that's exactly what, see, that's exactly what we did. Those, they are our cousins. When my ancestors founded New Amsterdam, which became New York, which, by the way, was where I was born, when my ancestors founded New Amsterdam, including the Vanderbilt family, which is my family, when they founded New Amsterdam, their brothers and sisters got on different ships in places like Rotterdam. And instead of traveling to the Hudson River to build a colony, they traveled south to the Cape of Good Hope to build the Boer colonies. But they were brothers and sisters at the same time, same years, same people. If you look at the ancestry of the Boers who founded South Africa, they're our cousins. At one point, they were our brothers and sisters. So you're right, George. Welcoming them to our land is not a process of immigration. It's a process of family. We got a break coming up. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. We'll be right back, George.
Life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Set out on
We're back, folks. And to make that point about we're not a nation of immigrants, we're not. I'll use myself as a poster child for that fact. There were three main foundational original colonies in the new land that our ancestors settled and built. And they were Plymouth, Jamestown, and New Amsterdam. Okay, I'm having to refresh my memory here on some of these things, but I'm not that. I'm a typical American. I have English, Scottish roots. I have German roots. I have Dutch roots. That's where my New Amsterdam comes from. And I have Norman roots from Normandy, from the Norman conquest, which those are Norwegians and Scandinavians there. That's very typical ancestry for an American. So my last name, Kelso, is Scottish. My middle name, Walrath, is German. There's so many people with my kind of bloodlines. All right. Well, our ancestry, folks, is so... Now, most of you have not studied your ancestry as much as you really should. It's so fun. It's so wonderful. Where you came from is amazing. I use Ancestry.com. I've done it for years. I now have a family tree with over 50,000 people in it. And among those people, the founders of Plymouth were on the first boat, actually, was the Mayflower. Five of my ancestors were on that one boat. Five. And on the subsequent pilgrim ships, of which there were, you know, hundreds, I have many ancestors on those hundreds of pilgrim boats. So, in effect, and this is true of you out there, you were there, your ancestors were there at the founding of America. At Jamestown, your ancestors were there too. In my case, Bartholomew Gosnold was the ship captain of that organized the fleet that founded Jamestown. His father financed it. Bartholomew Gosnold is my first cousin. His father, Robert, is my 13th great-grandfather. Founded, funded, financed Jamestown. And then when it comes to New Amsterdam, these are Dutch names, so they're harder for me to remember. But my grandfathers founded New Amsterdam. We're not immigrants. Oh my, but we are out of time. So we'll be back tomorrow night. And more Trump phenomenon. See you then.
Don't stop believing.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.